came to dance, 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 dance. I hit the floor cause that's my plans, 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 plans. I'm wearing all my favorite brands, 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 brands. Give me some space for both my hands, 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 hands. Yeah, yeah, cause it goes on. Came to move, 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 move. Get out the way for me and my crew, 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 crew. I'm in the club, so I'm gonna do, 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 do. Just drop the phone, came here to do, 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 do. Yeah, yeah, this it goes on and on and on. And it goes on and on and on. Yeah, I throw my hands up in the air sometimes, saying hey, yo. Gotta let go. I wanna celebrate and live my life, saying ayo. Baby, let's go. Cause we gon' rock this club. We gon' go all night. We gon' light it up like it's dynamite. Cause I told you once, no, I told you twice. We gon' light it up like it's dynamite. I'm gonna take it all.
Sakono!
I threw my latkes in. Okay, so here's the funny
story. That's all I'm hearing now.
No, I'm so sorry. Okay, so I had not heard the song Dynamite prior to, I think, the original song, if we'll call it that. Not the 1973 one, but the dance mix version one. I hadn't heard that prior to February. However, I had heard it on YouTube. There was a group, I think they're called the Maccabees. It's an a cappella group that does like Jewish music, and they had turned this, they had even made a video, and Russ is gonna know what I'm talking about. They had turned this into this song about Hanukkah. And in fact, if anybody got a chance to hear the Hanukkah audio I gave Gil for the Secret Santa project, you'll hear my girls singing, "I throw my latkes in the air."
No, oh, I do remember that.
I cannot hear this song without hearing latkes in the air. Every time I'm saying that, I'm thinking of latkes.
Oh, goodness.
Singing ayo, spin the dreidel. This is really funny.
Oh, man. That's all I'm going to hear all night. That's now.
So, Sakona, you made me smile.
Well, why don't you go first, Reed?
Okay, can I admit what happened? Yeah, I'm going to admit what happened. We were so amused by the song, and actually so kind of like, it sounds so poppy. It didn't sound like R&B in any way to me, we had to go looking, and we found it on Wikipedia, and finally found that it is R&B, and by the time we figured it all out, we're like, oh,
it's over.
It's over. We didn't write anything down. We had to go back and listen again.
My one note was, fun song.
So, actually, I thought you did a good job for this. This is going to be a weird note. I don't know if it's a fair note. Like, your voice wasn't quite big enough for this song. Maybe it's the mixing, and maybe you just needed to be a little more in the, I guess as they would say, in the front of the music. I don't know. I'm not really sure why I felt that way, but I kind of did. Like, I just, like, more power behind it. The beginning started off with some really low energy. When you're doing those monotone notes in the beginning, one of the things that I remember being pounded in during Sing It was that if you're doing something low in your range, and if you, and I guess for that matter, if you're doing something that's going to be a single note, you have to put the extra energy into it because it's going to inherently be boring. So if, you know, when you're singing songs and you've got that, I don't know, it's almost like you're trying to sound robotic. Like, I thought
I kind of liked it though, because I thought it was supposed to sound robotic. Like, it almost sounded auto-tuned, and I really liked the way that it fit with the style personally.
It was pseudo-auto-tuned. Interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting. I really liked it. Continue.
No, and I get the idea of it being robotic, but it still could have had more energy.
Yeah, agreed.
That's really what I'm getting at. Not how you sang it, but just the energy that you put into it. I would just punch the notes a little bit, maybe, or I'm not sure 100% how to fix that, but it just needed a little more energy, because it sounded kind of dull as far as energy wise. The notes were fine. I mean, singing wise, you sang it fine. There were some tone things where you would say, instead of on and on and on, you would say own and own and own. I just kept noticing for some reason, but I thought you sang this really well, actually. I like, your voice has really improved a lot since I first heard it months ago. I really do think so. It's a fun song, but, you know, singing-wise, it's not a very dynamic song. It's kind of like, it's, I don't know, it seems very narrow-rangey kind of on the notes, but maybe I'm wrong. I enjoyed the song, though.
I think dynamically it wasn't very rangy, but the notes definitely had some range. Like, there were really low notes, but then there were some higher notes for him.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
And actually, I could really tell that, because it sounded like you were straining just a tiny, tiny bit. Like, you hit the notes, but it was on the verge of sounding uncomfortable, to where I could tell that your energy was suffering because of that. Like, if you had just gone all out, balls to the wall, and just, like, punched those notes out, it would have been so much better. Like, it probably would have made the whole song fine energy wise for me, because I enjoyed the lower parts.
I didn't not enjoy the lower parts. I just thought they had low energy. It wasn't that I didn't enjoy them. I thought,
yeah, sorry. I'm putting words in your mouth, Reed. Excuse me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really the only note I had. I mean, I enjoyed it. I didn't have any notes the first time.
Did you throw your latkes in the air?
I totally did.
There you
go. If I knew what those were, I would.
sounds really raunchy, doesn't it?
It does.
They're like potato pancakes. It's really not as exciting.
Oh, cool. I was totally thinking that reminds me of pancakes.
Yeah, there you go.
I was right. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
There's only two people left. So Autumn. You have a 50-50 chance of getting it right.
I'm guessing Autumn.
No.
Oh,
it's not Autumn. Reed.
I don't know. I was in the Big Brother thing, and Valk's like, "Wait, we got to stop. I got to send my one voice thing in." So, and it was relatively late, so I thought I had a good chance, but I guess not.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, let's listen to Valk.
Valk. Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
Thank you. to breathe. Now and then I get insecure from all the pain. I'm so ashamed. I am beautiful no matter what they say. Every single way, just words can't bring me down. So don't you bring me down today. Oh. To all your friends, you're delirious. So consumed in all your doom, trying hard to fill the emptiness. The peace is gone, puzzle left undone. That's the way it is. You are beautiful, no matter what.
Bring me down.
Callgraph, don't bring us down.
Yeah.
All right, I will go first. Okay. I really liked this, actually. I liked your rhythmic liberties in the beginning. What?
I'm sorry. The one glaring note I had at the beginning is like, there was music and there was no Valk, and there was music and there was no Valk, and I'm like, when are you singing? Because there was like two of these rhythmic runs that you totally chose not to do. I was so sad.
Yeah, I was wondering where those were. Like, you didn't. I don't even think they were high, but I mean, you could have done anything.
And Valk can do runs.
Yeah.
Do run.
Nerd. Nerd.
I know. But Val can do runs and she didn't. I don't know.
Yeah, why. I was wondering about that too. Why didn't you do that, Val? Why? But yeah, I did enjoy the liberties that you took in the first couple lines with the rhythm. I thought it was nice and I thought it was appropriate how you did it. A couple of times when you sang Bring Me Down and you did the yodel thing into your higher head voice, sometimes it sounded a bit strange. But you pulled it together, so it wasn't bad. I enjoyed your emotion in the verses a lot, and your musicality was really good. I wasn't a big fan of the choruses, though, because it kind of got, like, borderline yelly for me. Like, there wasn't really any dynamic transition or anything. Like, it was just, I don't know. I can't really think of any other word to describe it right at the moment because I'm tired, other than yelly. And then I had that a couple of your runs were a little bit messy, especially the last couple towards the end of the song. But at the same time, a lot of them were really good too. Overall, I did really enjoy this, but there were a couple problems with it also. But I thought it was good. What did you think, Reed?
Dun, dun, dun! I need a chair to throw. No. I don't know. I guess I wanted to like it more than I did. I didn't dislike it. You sang well. I don't know. I just felt like I kept noticing missed opportunities of you. And then you had, and here, I don't know how fair this is because like, I'm just a guest judge. And, I mean, there's always that dichotomy between trying to really get into the groove of whatever genre you're in versus making it your own. And, you know, if you're going on making it her own, then this doesn't count. But as I thought, the backtrack sabotaged you a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it was like these epic runs of these, like, amazing R&B kind of singing, and then it just sort of shifted back out of that because you were choosing not to go down that path.
Well, at the same time, like, the person in the background was doing it, and you would have to, like, get really crazy into figuring out what notes would mesh with the ones she was singing.
Yeah.
And it's, like, almost impossible unless you sing exactly the same run that she's singing, you know? So, like, right. I didn't like that part. I didn't like the backtrack that you chose in that one specific part because it really limited you.
Yeah, and there were other parts where you had, like, all the free license in the world and you just chose not to take it. I don't know, maybe you didn't have enough time to do it or maybe you didn't feel comfortable doing it and it's better to leave it out than do it wrong or something. I don't know what the reason for it was. I personally didn't feel the rhythm and blues, the R&B stylism to this. I thought musically you sang things fine. And I think the high note stuff that Beloved was talking about, for me, that sort of felt like, okay, maybe I'm technically not right on this, so you can help me, is it almost was like they're, I'm trying to remember if this is actually what I heard, but I seem to have a recollection of feeling like she was dragging her chest voice up to the upper range rather than sort of switching into head voice. But I had to go back and listen to see if that was actually what was going on.
Once or twice she did that, but for the most part she did switch. She did switch.
All right, so then ignore that. I don't think you sang badly. I really don't. I just, the style didn't fit for me. Well,
she asked me about this song the other day, and at first I was like, that's not R&B. But then, like, she showed me, and it technically was somewhere. A lot of songs technically are R&B. They just don't really sound like it, you know?
What genre did you think this was?
I thought it was just, like, pop or something, you know?
Well, I would have totally characterized this as R&B.
Oh.
Yeah, I would have easily characterized this as R&B. Who originally sang this?
Christina Aguilera.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and that's why you thought it was pop. I don't know.
Yeah.
To me, it sounded R&B-ish. But
I did feel R&B in the verses, but not the choruses.
Okay. I don't actually have anything else to say.
You want to guess who's next?
Valk.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong. Oh no, sorry.
Let's listen to Autumn.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
a fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power. Yeah, yeah. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical things define what's within, and I've been there before. That life's a bore so full of the superficial. People search for a fountain, promises forever young. Some people need three dozen roses, and that's the only way to prove your love.
That was autumn.
Spring. Summer? Okay.
No, no.
Fall.
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 So guess who gets to go first, Reed?
Valk. Oh,
Correct.
Yay! Okay, so Alicia Keys and Autumn singing Alicia Keys. And I was like, she better pwn this. And, you know, when you started off, oh, man, I was like, oh, this is awesome. Because I love when you sing this style, especially on the low stuff. I love it, love it, love it. And I know you're going into like... I have
a suspicion she's just catering to my preferences.
I don't know, but whatever it is. I know you're going to study like, I guess, operatic singing. But this is... when you're on the lower stuff, it is like so perfect for you. You have such a good voice for it. Although we both noticed you said like the fortune or some. You said some weird kind of phrase.
The fortune.
The fortune, yeah. And then this is the story of Dr. Autumn and Mrs. High, because Dr. Autumn sings like on par with Alicia Keys, and then Mrs. High comes in and it's like a different person singing. It's really strange to me. When you're up there, the voice just felt like it was getting thinner to me, and I felt like you were struggling to try and hold down that robust R&B-ness that was going into it. And I don't know. I have been pounding my brain trying to figure out why. I don't have a technical reason for why I'm hearing this, but I would just be careful about that. you sounded great, but you sound strained on the high stuff for some reason. I don't know if you're sick or what's going on. That was another thought, but the top stuff I was okay with. The bottom stuff was spectacular. To like, absolutely loved the lower stuff. So, love it.
Yeah. My first note was, I love the humming in the beginning.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
So pretty. Oh my goodness. Right when that opened up, I was like, I totally think you know exactly what I want you to sing every week, and you just bring exactly what I want you to sing. And I'm totally fine with that.
She calls Nick up and says, what can I sing this week?
Yeah, really. I thought your breath control was really, really good throughout. A couple of times you were behind the beat a tiny bit, but as it went on, it wasn't as bad. I particularly enjoyed your lower parts in the verses, like Reed was saying, and I really liked where you said 3 dozen roses. I can't remember where, but I really, really liked like the little run or trill you did right there.
Oh, yeah.
It was really good. But I do agree the higher part was a bit strange. Your voice was doing this weird fluttery cracking thing. I'm not sure if it was you weren't supported enough, or maybe your voice was just a little bit stressed or strained. Because if I'm not warmed up, or if my voice is stressed at all, it'll do that. But yeah, it was strange to hear that, because the rest of it was like amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I did really enjoy this, even besides that. It was super good. So yeah.
Cool.
That's everybody.
Yay. Are we doing results, or you do that differently on the show? Should we stop and talk about it?
Yeah, I have to do some like averaging and numbers and math stuff first.
Ooh, math is hard.
Yeah, but I'll do that on my own later. I won't make you wait for me.
All right.
So thank you so much, Reed. You're amazing.
Yay! This was fun.
Mm-hmm.
This was fun. You all are really good on the shows.
I know. I have a ton of really good people. Show.
Yeah. I was impressed.
Yeah, I'm impressed every week. This is the third week?
is that how many weeks you've been? Yeah.
I don't know. Third or fourth. But yeah. So thank you. Anything you would like to plug?
Listen to the radio. Make sure you listen to the radio so that people vote.
Sore subject.
Oh, I'm sorry. We miss you. We totally miss you. So I wish you could come back.
I know.
In theory, there's a show that I'm involved in coming up. That's in theory.
Don't tease me. If it's not out and you can't talk about it, don't talk about it.
I can't talk about it. Sorry. I don't know if it's actually happening. I think it's happening. I have nothing else.
All right. So, well, I will be back solo with the results.
And stopping.
Okay, so I am back with the ranks for this week. It's just me tonight, so only my ranks will be counting. But it'll be about the same as if Rochelle and Faded were here, because I averaged the three together. And they're usually pretty close together. Reed's rankings, again, did not count tonight because he was just a guest judge. So I am combining this week's ranks with last week as well. So I will go ahead and tell you who the winner was for tonight. Our winner was Aria for tonight. And the person going home this week, though I'm very, very sad about it because I've had like 3 drops this week. Person going home this week is Russ with the lowest score. I am so sorry to see you go, Russ, because I hate R&B, and it just sucks. I'm so bummed to see you go.
But yeah. Yeah, so I've had like a couple drops, which is totally bumming, but it happens. But because of that, like, it's screwing up my themes, you guys. Stop dropping. I'm telling you to stop dropping. Because of that, I'm going to go ahead and just skip pop / rap / hip hop altogether, because it's been done enough. So have the ones that I've already done, but that's just how it goes. So this next week, the main theme is going to be, I'm combining a couple because I want to get a lot of these really cool themes that I have in mind in. So I'm combining some that are kind of in the same area to make it one, easier for everyone to pick a song, and two, get everything that I want in. So anyway, this next week is going to be funk / soul / disco. So that'll be fun. Again, if you're on the fence about whether it'll count or not, if you can find anywhere where it's classified as any of those and just show me, I'll accept it. And the immunity this week is going to be tough because it's beatboxing. Oh yeah. I can't do it at all. So good luck. But I really hope you guys submit for that because I'm so excited to hear what you guys do. But yeah, I mean, you can have music in there, you can have singing. I am really totally just whatever, as long as you are beatboxing. Yeah, so again, they're going to be due at the same time as always. Immunity, Monday, 11:59 Eastern, 8:59 Pacific. Same with the main theme, but on Thursday. So, I don't think there's anything else. That's it. So, get those in, and next time, hopefully I have Faded and Rochelle with me. So that's all. Thanks for listening, guys. Good night.